Glasgow Disability Alliance. New Beginnings. GDA Learning, Events and Information Bulletin, Spring 2022. In our first bulletin of 2022, GDA Online Events, Learning Sessions, Peer Support Networks. Opportunities to have your say. Find out about our plans for a safe return to face-to-face activities. GDA's exciting new digital employability project. How to get help with digital technology. Important information about Scotland's census. New laws about fire alarms. Join us for some free, fun, online learning. All physical movement sessions can be done seated or standing. All sessions are open to all ages and abilities and suitable for beginners. We may be able to supply resources for taking part. All these learning sessions take place online using Zoom. Contact us to receive the latest calendar of dates and times for all courses. We can help you learn how to get online and build your digital skills. If you do not have access to digital equipment or internet, we may be able to help you. Contact the GDA office for more information. Details are at the end of this bulletin. Mindful Meditation Mondays from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Help reduce stress and tension by using different breathing methods, guided imagery and other practices to relax body and mind. Online Learning, Tuesdays. Book Talk, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Do you love to read, or want to read more and discover new authors? Then join GDA's online book group for stimulating discussions on a wide range of fiction, poetry and essays. Tea and Chat, 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. Make yourself a cuppa and log on for some interesting and fun conversation with other GDA members. Singing, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. You don't need to be able to hold a tune to join these lively online sing-alongs. Online Learning, Wednesdays. Seated Yoga, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. A relaxing blend of stretching movements and breathing exercises to ease your body and mind. Tai Chi, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. A combination of gentle movements and stretching with mindfulness to help release any physical and mental tension. Gentle Keep Fit, 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Gentle aerobic and mobility exercises and stretching to increase fitness levels, strength and stamina. Dance, 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Whether standing up or sitting down, you won't be able to resist moving to an infectious mix of old and new music. Beginner's Gaelic, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. This 10-week course is the perfect introduction to one of Scotland's native languages. Get to grips with the basics of its grammar and vocabulary. Photography, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. A chance to swap tips and techniques as you share and discuss photos taken across different themes. Mind and Draw, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Follow step-by-step instructions to create a colorful picture of different scenes every time in these fun, relaxing sessions. Online Learning, Thursdays. Introduction to Scottish Genealogy, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Discover how to trace your Scottish family history. Use different sources to find out who your ancestors were. Learn how to record information to build your family tree. Basic iPad Skills, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. If you have an iPad but are not sure how to use it or what it can do, then these sessions are for you. Over 6 weeks you will learn about your iPad's controls, apps and browsing the web, as well as tips on device security and online safety. Beginner's Spanish, 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. A 6-week course to introduce you to the basics of the Spanish language and the culture of Spain. You'll cover greetings, colors and numbers, talking about yourself, and food and drink. Comedy Workshop, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Think you're funny? Learn how to take your own experiences and opinions, find humor in them, and turn them into stories to make others laugh. Healthy Vegetarian Cookery, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Watch Chef Claire demonstrate cooking delicious, healthy vegetarian recipes, then try to make for yourself later. Online Learning, Fridays. Creative Writing, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Use your imagination to create and share your own stories, prompted by suggestions from the tutor, or focusing on different themes. Craft and chat, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bring along whatever craft project you are working on to knitting, crochet, sewing or anything else to swap tips and advice on where to get materials and patterns, as well as just enjoy some general chat. Mindful meditation, 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Help reduce stress and tension by using different breathing methods, guided imagery and other practices to relax body and mind. Remembering Susan. The GDA team were devastated to learn that our beloved colleague Susan McGinstry died suddenly, but peacefully, on Saturday 5th of February. Her loving wife Maria was by her side. We are shocked and deeply saddened by the news, and we know that many GDA members will be too. Susan was a valued and active member of GDA for many years, before joining the team as Policy and Participation Officer for our Future Visions for Social Care team. Susan was talented in the field of social care policy analysis, enriched by her personal experience and insights. She had an unshakable commitment to human rights for disabled people and worked hard as a staff member of GDA and a volunteer of her much-loved Flourish House to improve lives of many, many people. Susan was a joy to work with and had a fabulous sense of humor. She was a talented writer and a wonderful colleague. We will miss her so much. If you are struggling with grief at the moment, you can call Crewe's Bereavement Support. Their volunteers are trained in all types of bereavement and can help you make sense of how you're feeling right now. Their helpline number is 0808 808 1677 and is open 7 days a week. Drivers for Change. Almost 200 GDA members are actively involved in championing disabled people's rights and lived experiences through our Drivers for Change DFC network. DFC meet regularly to build skills, knowledge and confidence. Speak out against barriers and help build solutions. Make sure disabled people's voices and lived experiences are heard by those in power. Help improve services, support and communities for disabled people. If you are not already a member of Drivers for Change and interested in finding out how to get involved, contact us. We want to hear from you. Call 0141-556-7103 or email voices at gdaonline.co.uk. DFC online and in-person sessions over the next few months include social security health and social care access in the community environment and transport fuel poverty and food insecurity recovery and renewal after COVID-19 employment, education and volunteering climate change to join our community climate change assembly in February 2022 local authority elections and May 2022 to help us shape our manifesto for action. LGBTQIA Network. Safe space to only for disabled people who also identify as LGBTQIA+. Join our safe, supportive, fully accessible community space. LGBT+ History Month activities in February. Connect, learn, speak out, have fun. Regular online peer support meetings in the evenings as well as daytime. To find out more, call the GDA office on 0141-556-7103 or email charlotte at gdaonline.co.uk. BME Network. Open only to Black, Asian and minority ethnic disabled people. Have your say about things that matter to you. Join information and peer support sessions. Fun and relaxing activities taking place online. Chats on the phone if you are not online. Interpreters can be provided if needed. TOFINDOUTMOREECALLTHEGDA office on 0141-556-7103 or email Jamila at gdaonline.co.uk. Our Young Disabled People Network meets regularly online. Age 14-30. Come along to build your confidence and meet new people. Monthly quiz run by young disabled people. Share your experiences and make a difference. Have your say on decisions that affect your life. Fun, free learning courses, podcasting. drama, Tech Talk, arts and crafts workshops and more. Online peer networks. Disabled parents, meet other disabled parents. Share your experiences, get information and support. Disabled women, join our Women's Network online sessions in February and book a place for our International Women's Day event on Tuesday, the 8th of March. To find out more about all these peer networks, call 0141-556-7103, email voices at gdaonline.co.uk. Return of face-to-face activities. Many people are nervous about coming out to learning and events. Others are desperate to see their GDA friends in person again. Many of our members, and some GDA staff, are extremely vulnerable to infection and serious illness. We aim to go beyond minimum safety standards to keep risks as low as possible. We are planning a few test sessions to help us work out how to make activities as safe as we can. However, all in-person activities will have some risk. The types of safety measures we will put in place include, urge people to take a lateral flow test before coming to a GDA activity and only attend if the test is negative. Anyone with any symptoms cannot attend. We will only invite small numbers of people. Venues will be well ventilated and seating well spaced out. We will respect everyone's personal space. We will take temperatures on arrival. Everyone will wear face coverings when moving around, unless exempt. Hand sanitizer will be provided. PAs will support people as before and will wear masks, gloves and aprons when assisting with personal care. We will keep running some online learning when we do return to face-to-face activities. Day's new digital employability project. Would you like help to be able to access opportunities for learning, training, volunteering or work? So much information and many services and opportunities are now only available online. We know that many of our members face barriers that prevent them from being able to access and take up these opportunities. If you struggle to get online and to use the internet, then our new project can help. Alison is here to support disabled people to identify digital learning and support needs and deliver accessible employability support to members who are currently not in work and facing employment challenges. We can provide the equipment and technology that will help you to gain access to the internet, and we can provide ongoing support and coaching to build your confidence to get the best use out of such equipment. We can provide coaching and support to help you find out about and apply for online opportunities that match your skills and interests, for example online learning courses, volunteering opportunities or job vacancy websites. Project support will be tailored to meet your individual support needs and your interests and plans. To find out more about how the project could support you, contact GDA on 0141-556-7103. New fire alarm regulations. The law on fire alarms changed in February 2022. The law was changed to make us all safer, following the Grenfell Tower fire in London in 2017. All Scottish homes now need to have interlinked fire alarms. Interlink means they are connected to each other, and when one goes off they will all go off, so you are alerted wherever you are in your home. You do not need Wi-Fi or internet for this. Whoever owns the property is responsible for this. If you own your home, it is your responsibility. If you have a landlord, it is their responsibility. Housing associations are responsible for their tenants. Most housing associations and councils have a program underway to install new alarms. About the new rules. You must have one smoke alarm in the living room or the room you use most, one smoke alarm in every hallway or landing and one heat alarm in the kitchen. All smoke and heat alarms should be mounted on the ceiling and be interlinked. You must also have a carbon monoxide detector in rooms that have gas boilers, heaters or flues, but this does not need to be linked to the fire alarms. More information is on the Scottish Government website and at www.gda.scot. Fitting the new alarms. The new alarms can be sealed battery alarms or mains wired alarms. You may be able to fit sealed battery alarms by yourself, but mains wired ones need a qualified electrician to do these. You can buy alarms online or in stores. you should shop around to find the best price. The Scottish Government website estimates the cost for an average three-bedroom house needing two smoke alarms, a heat alarm and a carbon monoxide detector is £220. For help with costs, you can contact your local care and repair service. Please be aware of rogue traders charging lots of money to fit these alarms for you. If in doubt, contact your landlord or Citizens Advice Bureau. The Scottish Fire and Rescue Service do free home fire safety visits and provide information and advice about smoke, heat and carbon monoxide alarms. If you are assessed as high risk, they can also fit alarms for you. If you have no alarms at the moment, they can provide temporary ones. To request a home fire safety visit, contact SFRS on 0800 0731999 or text FIRE to 80800. GDA is running online info sessions with the fire service to contact us for the date of the next one. Census 2022 Shaping Our Future. The aim of a census is to gather information to help make decisions about public services and make them work for the community. This includes things like schools, healthcare and roads. In Scotland, it is run by the organisation the National Records of Scotland. The census is a count of the population and only happens once every 10 years. It is a legal requirement for every household in Scotland to fill in the census, including those in rented accommodation. It contains questions about the type of housing you live in, who you live with, age, gender, health, employment, education, religion, ethnicity and car and van ownership. Every household will receive instructions on how to complete the census in the post. You can complete the census online on the census website. You can also request a paper copy of the census online or over the phone, and there will be instructions on how to do this in the letter. The new census website will have information and advice about the census. You will also be able to get accessible formats like Braille, large print, audio and BSL, as well as support in other languages. Scotland's Census. You will receive the official census letter in the post soon. Census Day is Sunday the 20th of March. You can complete it as soon as you receive your letter. If you need help with the census, if you are not able to complete the census by yourself, you can ask someone you trust over the age of 16 to do it for you, to perhaps a family member, carer or a trusted friend. If you stay in a hostel or supported accommodation, the staff can give you advice on completing the census. All the information provided in the census is kept secure and confidential for 100 years. There has been a census in Scotland every 10 years since 1801, apart from 1941 due to the Second World War. You can see previous census data on the website scotlandspeople.gov. UK. The census can be a fascinating snapshot of Scotland's history. Maybe try searching for your relatives. GDA is running a genealogy course to contact us for details. Be wary of census scams. You do not have to pay any money to complete the census. If you receive any suspicious texts, phone calls or emails, you can call 101, the police non-emergency number, to report it or email dataprotection@nrscotland.gov.uk. You would only receive a call, text or email from the census team if you had requested it. Someone from the census team might visit your home only after the 20th of March if you have not completed the census. How to join GDA online activities. Please contact us for the latest calendar of dates and times for learning courses and events. Loads of courses running every week. If you do not have a camera or microphone on your device, you can still watch the session. We can help you download Zoom, learn how to use it and gain confidence before you join in the learning. If you do not have a device or Wi-Fi, please contact us to find out if we can help. You need a device with a camera, microphone and speaker so you can take part in online learning. For example, smartphone, tablet, iPad, etc. For dates, times, more info or to book a place, call 0141-556-7103 or text 0795-829-496 or email admin@gdaonline.co.uk. BSL users can get in touch via Contact Scotland. Web: www.gda.scot. Find us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. End of bulletin. 2.